Hello, I'm Chris Wood. I'm one of the Senior Change Analysts here at Alexon. This is our first podcast and we'd love to hear your feedback on whether you think this is a good idea and something we should continue to do. Today I want to talk to you about CP1519, which deals with line loss factors for low capacity connections. The issue we have is that low capacity connections that would otherwise have generic line loss factors are distorting site-specific line loss factors. Therefore, our proposal is to amend Principle 17 within BSCP 128 and its associated dependencies to allow for generic LLFs to be used where the connection is less than 1 megavolt amp. There's a couple of things I wanted to draw your attention to with regards to CP1519. What we're essentially talking about here is auxiliary connections. We're seeing an increasing number of these in the GB market. A couple of examples of what we mean. For example, if a power station may have a small supply connection to keep the lights on when they're not generating their own power. Similarly, a wind turbine may have a small supply connection to keep the red light on top to prevent aircraft flying into it, so a safety measure. This is something that's already been agreed in principle by most of the ALDSOs. The change was raised by UKPN on their behalf following the last round of LLF audits and the lessons learned. However, if you disagree with what we're proposing, please let us know via the consultation. A few key dates for you then. Consultation has already been issued on the 12th of August and will close on 6th of September 2019. We would love to hear your feedback, whether that's verbally, over the telephone, via email, or ideally a more formal response using the consultation response form. We'll go to the imbalance settlement group on the 17th of September and the settlement volume allocation group on the 8th of October for those two groups to give us their decision on whether CP1519 should be implemented. The proposal is to implement the change in February of next year, so February 2020. We realise this is too late for the current round of LLF submissions. However, there are processes within BSCP 128 whereby you can change LLF calculations mid-year, and this should be used if you wish to make use of the new amended Principle 17. If you have any further questions or you have any further feedback to offer, please contact the change team, bsc.change@alexon.co.uk, or the line loss factor team, which is llfs@alexon.co.uk. Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear your feedback.